Well, Martin, the controversial handpass rule that was endorsed by Central Council last November and trialled during competitions like the Dr. McKenna Cup, it is being abolished following the meeting of Central Council. But we believe the margin was narrow, possibly as narrow as 25 to 23, which may raise a few eyebrows.
Yes, I think it will, Chris. Just the word I'm hearing through the meeting was that there were a lot of counties in favour of a trial of it, you know, particularly Cork and Kerry. And maybe even the old Sligo, them counties were in favour of it. They spoke very much in favour of giving the trial. So probably the Ulster counties were all against it and that there. So I think it was very close, yeah. Could have went anyway. It just went down to the wire. So two votes, you know, one vote either way would have levelled it up, as they say, yeah. So look, it just shows you, you know, a lot of people maybe are trying to come up with different rules to do away. They feel they're too much hand passing in the game, you know. But I just thought that what it would do would create more defensive football, which we don't really want going forward, Chris.
Yeah, and I think you made the point, even looking at the Dr. McKenna Cup, there wasn't as many goals.
Yeah, that was it. You see, I mean, the goals were nearly half, down to about maybe 30 against 50 from other years, you know, on average. So, you know, definitely we need goals in Gaelic football. We want to get more balls on seats than that. We definitely need more goals in the game and that. Now, I think the Rules Committee came up with the fact that the amount of kicking that was in the McKenna Cup and the Burn Cup this year compared to other years was way up on that too. So there's probably arguments both ways. A lot of them kicks, as we even watched in the McKenna Cup and watched even last night in the Burn Cup final, were kicked back down the field when the three passes were there. And an interesting, very interesting one, the referees were actually in Dublin last night, and I happened to be in Dublin in the Clopac Hotel, and all the referees were there. They were being assessed last night, having their fitness test, and they were going for more meetings today. And every one of them were against it. They felt it was too hard. You know, it was too tough on them to police it and that there, and that other players and other teams, opposition teams, were saying, that's two passes, three passes, four passes. And they were at this here all the time, and they felt that if it wasn't done away with, they were going to be in big bother.
Well, can I suggest that given it was a narrow margin, it may be chopped for the time being, but not to say we mightn't see some variation of it maybe next year.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely take a look at it maybe a different way. And maybe the one that everybody seems to be talking about in Dublin, that the easiest one to solve a bit of a problem was that the ball can't be kicked back to the goalkeeper. I think Fermanagh kicked it back 23 times in the game against Tyrone in the McKenna Cup this year. So I think that's one they'll definitely take a look at, I think, and that'll be easier policed by the referees and by everybody. So that's one that could come in, Chris, I feel, that it might come in. Otherwise, you know, the hand pass, I don't think it's possible. I think we just have to leave it there, whether we say we keep 3-4 players up the field or something like that there. That's what they'll try to do. But I think everybody would agree, players, management, supporters, referees and everything, it's very, very frustrating for everybody even watching it, you know, that you can't give that last hand pass to end up on the back of the net. And yeah.
And finally, the four other rules that were trialled that are going ahead for the National Football League, do you think that they will be retained on a longer-term basis?
It's hard to know. I think we're going to take a good look at the National League. The sin bin will definitely stay. I think that's good for the game. Cuts out that Senegal foul and everything else. So I think the sin bin, 10 minutes in the sin bin, and it does punish teams that they'll have to coach tackling and tackle right and no lazy tackling. I think that will definitely, I think, will stay. The other ones are going to take a good look at them in the National League. The one thing you say about you know, the pitch nowadays is, you know, people will tell you it's too small for 30 players on it. By taking the kick out from the 20 metre line, that's shortening the field by 7 metres, which probably, you know, which means teams have to go along, but that's what they're doing that. But it could stay, possibly will stay. I don't think it's a big difference, but that's the one minus I feel in that. The sideline ball going forward, I think, is one that won't stay, because you can have about 5 players standing back in their own defence and they can't kick the ball back to them, and then it's going to suit the defensive team who will get everybody behind the ball. So again, that's going to help defensive football, in my thinking of it anyway, and even talking to players that's playing it. These players, a lot of them will say it's a stupid one, that and there. So I can't see that in staying. The sin bin will definitely stay, and the other one is definitely 50-50.
And just the countdown, obviously, on to the start of the league, going to go all the way to Clare in Ennis. Have you heard much from the camp down there?
Yeah, no, not a lot. I think I was chatting to somebody last night that was talking to the Clare manager, and he's looking forward to the league and the start of the league, and, you know, they won the McGrath Cup as well, and they're going to be very difficult to beat. Just one other thing, Chris, let you know. I mean, there was talk in the papers during the week about the Donegal motion coming up about the Dublin not having an extra game in Croke Park. That will not be discussed, just let people know. It will not be discussed to Congress. It wasn't even discussed today at the meeting, so just let people know that will not be discussed to Congress. But going back to the Clare thing, you know, it's going to be a difficult enough game, particularly looks like without Michael Murphy and Paddy McBearty, Donegal going down there. So we need, you know, it's important 2 points. You want to start the league well, so... yeah, it's a big game and it'll be a tough game, and Clare at home is always difficult.